gas station. And I'm gonna get gas!
You're gonna be hearing remixes like that in your sleep. This coming weekend, it's a 4-day weekend. Yes, if you're in these United States of America, one more today, day to do after today, and then we're done. We're off into a 4-day weekend. During which, of course, you'll be doing some Saturday night safety dancing and partying 360 with our own Dave Kendall. That'll be on Friday night. And I just can't wait to get remixes and long versions and stuff like that here on First Wave.
I'm gonna get something to drink at the gas station too. That's what I'm gonna do. Motherfucker.
Front dude says are not cool and are, quote, totally dad rock. Favorite songs of recent weeks, a new single from Porches that features Blood Orange's Dev Hines coming up at the end of this trio of tracks, and next from Slater Kinney, Love on Sirius XMU.
All right, I'm gonna pump this gas, go buy some drinks, and I'll be back. All right.
But any ruminant animals can utilize it. Most of our cattle clients are going to be on the cow-calf sector, but we do range the entire spectrum of the beef industry.
Tell me more about the beef industry.
On Champions League Live. Wow, that's really inventive. This afternoon at 2 Eastern on Sirius XM, FC 157, and on the Sirius XM app.
In this car, I need to turn this down. Too much heat. Dying in here. Six Hitch Championship.
On Thanksgiving. And of course, we wish you and those you love a beautifully blessed and safe Thanksgiving. There's more Market Day Report right after this quick break. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We wish you a hashtag blessed Thanksgiving.
homies, don't waste time. On the floor with a new move, you jump to the rhythm, jump to the rhythm, jumps. And he's here to combine beats and lyrics to make you shake your pants. Take a chance, this mouse can dance. Mickey will own the floor once he's in the door. You don't want no more, a test to see who's best. For Mickey, there's no quest. He's number one, what's up? Hands in the air, come on, say yeah. Everybody over here, everybody over there. This mouse is live, just watch him do his thing. Come on, everybody in the house, sing.
Mickey's alright.
Sing.
He's on the side. Just watch him dance. Mickey, get the rhythm, take control. Mickey Mouse will move you. Dance. Dance. Get the rhythm, take control. Mickey Mouse will move you.
Till you bleed. Oh.
Cool enough, indeed. He's a cool.
If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands.
Pretty realistic claps.
If you're happy and you know it, then you really gotta show it. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, stomp your feet. If you're happy and you know it, stomp your feet. If you're happy and you know it, then you really ought to show it. If you're happy and you know it, stomp your feet. If you're happy and you know it, say hooray.
Burning holes in my trackie. This shit always happens when I'm smoking fucking Rocky. You're in an
life's the fucking thing to do.
I used to smoke skunky, but it was fine, it was smelly, man.
Smoking on that first soap bad in the sky. I smoked so bad till I fucking died. Before I died, I'd be laid to rest. I thought I smoked so bad, that's the best.
Oh, so bad comes from fucking Holland. They make it out of oil and tires of pollen. Diesel, get a bar, flat press too. These are types of soap bar available to you. These little bits of plastic you find inside, you can use those as a quality guide. And the standard of soap bar that you are smoking, the more bits of plastic means the better the token.
Eat a hash cake, but wait a while, it'll take a bit of air range off. First of all, you can burn it, eat it, or smoke it in a spiff. Spaceship
strong,
you know it, DJ Smith. Lying in your bed, dropping blimps on your pubes. Selling draw to your mates for really oxygen cubes. When you're cooking up draw, be quick, don't link it, cause it's really fucking hot and it'll burn your fingers.
This bloke said to me, you haven't got a clue about the damage the soap bar can do to you. I tried to see things from his point of view, but I couldn't fit my head up his asshole too. The bloke was wrong, I knows my stuff. I knows if I smoke it, I'm gonna feel rough. My lungs are fucked and my throat is raw, cause the thing about soap bar is fucking hardcore.
Smoking on that so bad in the sky. I smoke so bad till I fucking die. Before I die, I'm a lady to rest. I'm gonna smoke so bad, that's the best.
Well, anyway, I think it's better myself to lean forward when smoking the soap bar. Because you're less likely to blip them and stuff. You know what I mean?
Gonna check it out, man. I've got some quality fucking gold to you if you're an exit of all that.
Yeah, there's a plastic white flag inside the light. And then fucking stick them in a teapot. There's a little cup of tea, like that's what.
Wait, do you stick a fag in a mug where you call you coke it up, you stick the drawer on top, then you ram it in a bog, then you ram the bog in your fucking head?
Yeah, that's like my fucking lungs feel like they're fucking collapsing. And sometimes from the soap bar, like, you know.
Round one, fight! Uppercut!
Chime in and be like, what?
Once you learn these numbers,
embarrassing Run-DMC album, all told. the bridge and into the tunnel. Actually, I'm going through a tunnel, then over a bridge, then eventually through a couple more tunnels, and then through another tunnel.
A forest full of singing birdies, over a big hill, speeding past valleys.
Deep voice rap track to go with the Piper song.
Ending, but I can't because of what we're doing here. Now stop with the rhymes. Stop with that already. People drive me out of my mind with my fucking stupid rhymes that I hate to do. I mean, don't get me wrong, when I first did them, it was creative. It was like doing this, you know what I mean? I mean, I'll tell you the way it is. You know, a comic, you know, creates a bit. Like a musician comes up with a song. It's like if Axl Rose always only did Welcome to the Jungle, and that's all he ever did. Once you get fucking bored with it, Paul, right? So I came up with the poems, I did it, people really dug it, you know, I did a few concert tours, I did the fucking poems, and now everywhere I fucking go, oh, do the poem. No! I hate the fucking poems, you have no fucking idea how I feel about those fucking poems. I wish I never came up with the fucking poems. Because of guys like that. And now come over to me in the mall, in the car wash, in the fucking supermarket, wherever. Do that, you know that poem you do? The Little Miss Mutt. No, I don't know. I've done it 50,000 fucking times in the 4 years. How the fuck don't I know it? And then the guy looks at me like, oh, you want to have an attitude about it? But here's something. Betty and Jack up a tree. F-U-C-K-I-N-G. First comes Betty, then comes Jack. Then comes the goo and a Betty's crack. Ow! You see what I mean? I know what you're doing. But I've done it. So I guess a year from now you'll be back here and we'll all be doing Dutch Clutch all day long. Dutch Clutch all day long. No, we gotta do it together. Let's just practice that part, okay?
Best as an album, you know, when you listen to it straight through and it's like, you know, 12 or 15 songs straight about drinking piss with one poop song in there and thrown in for good measure. That's when it really sings, you know. The magic really ignites when you take it all on at once. Kids are in fact going to take it. That's right, the kids are definitely going to continue to take it.
Girls could always be messing with me. Try to chill and let me be free. Can I?
Thank you. Welcome to the first installment in this five-part audio series on blogging.
Great.
You've heard the term blog before.
I have.
You've heard it used as a noun and as a verb.
Yeah, what the fuck?
But you never really got what it means.
True.
A blog, or weblog, also known as,
weblog?
Can be either a personal journal or a way to promote your business online.
Okay.
You can write down your thoughts and opinions on anything you can imagine for the public to read. Blogs come in different styles and formats, and there are a lot of websites that will allow you to grab a blog for free. These include Blogger.com, Blogspot.com, which is owned by Google, WordPress.com, and many more. A blog generally includes these features. 1.
I want to start an EN blog.
This will allow people to identify your blog. 2. The body. This is the content your viewers will read.
I hear those are hot.
3. Trackback. These are the other sites that can be linked to your blog.
Oh, yeah.
4. Permanent link. There will be a URL for every blog post.
Hang on now. A what now?
5. Comments. This will allow readers to comment on your blog.
Great.
The benefit of blogging is that there are only a few templates you'll need to have. The good news about sites like Blogger.com is they will often have templates for you to choose from.
Are these templates world class or not?
This makes it easier for blog users to create new pages
because
it already has a fixed setting
that
includes slots for the title, the body of the post, the category, etc. This is specifically useful for first-time users since they can start blogging right away. Blogging is not just limited to personal use, though. Lots of businesses post blogs to keep their customers informed about upcoming products, events, and sales. It's also a way to give their customers tips based on what the company does. Anyone who wants to start a blog can do so by becoming a member of a blogging website of their choice.
I'm going to sign up for a blogging website.
Once they become members, they automatically become a part of that particular blogging community.
Oh, good.
They can browse through other bloggers' pages and link them back to their own blogs. They can also make comments on other members' blogs.
What about Tumblr? Is that a blog?
Nowadays in education, blogs also play an important part. Professors use blogging to document the lessons that they might have discussed and taught. This way, students who have missed classes can easily catch up with their assignments.
Great.
But by far the most popular use for blogs is for personal journals.
For people to fuck around and talk about
this
garbage
is the kind
and
usually
bullshit.
Created by first-time bloggers.
Yeah.
Individuals who want to document the daily struggle of their everyday lives, poems,
caught up
rants,
in the struggle.
Opinions, find that blogging offers them a medium in which to express themselves. Blogs vary in topics, themes, and setups. They can be found in blog directories.
Blog directories, okay.
There are no rules when it comes to blogging.
Whoa.
Bloggers have the freedom to express themselves however they want. Bloggers usually communicate within themselves.
Wait.
This is one of the appeals of blogging. It creates a community of people sharing their ideas, thoughts, and comments with each other. Don't forget to check your inbox for part two in this 5-part audio series on blogging.
Okay, I'll check my inbox. I'm checking. I'm going to communicate within myself.
Holler if you hear me!
That's it. I gotta go. I'm here. I'll have to leave you with that song. With the police sirens that just remind me of Scott Steiner. Who shouldn't be allowed anywhere near those kids. I have to go.